because every little thing she does is magic. The Police, 1981, written by Sting, was a UK number one and a number three in the USA. And I'm playing it for Sting's birthday, which was on the 2nd of October. Sting wrote this back in the 70s. It took them 4 years to decide to record it. They tried it fast, slow, reggae, punk, bossa nova, in fact, every which way, to the extent that at one stage it didn't sound like anything like the original anymore. And in the end, they went back to the original and simply played along with it. And in 1982, it won the Best Pop Song at the annual Ivor Novello Awards.
It's funny, the Police were like, actually, they were very serious musicians, and they were, you know, like, they wrote very serious and complicated rock songs, but they ended up being, at the time, they were like the biggest band in Britain for a few years. It's because everybody fancied Sting, all the girls. I mean, my sister had posters of him everywhere.
I didn't.
That way. A lot of people who bought his records fancied him. They didn't appreciate the actual music, I don't think.
But did you? Well, because they're such a serious band.
They were, right?
Before they hit it big, the band dyed their hair blonde for a Wrigley's chewing gum commercial
before they had any hits. That's smart. They know the value of good publicity.
I mean, they're a brilliant band as well. But ironically, Sting's son, Giacomo Sumner, once applied to actually join the Police Force in 2021.
So he could be PC Police.
PC Police. And Sting has six children in all.
Oh, that's too many children.
That's a lot of kids. Okay.
From someone who's got less than six children, that's too many children.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's play an Eddie Cochran number. This is Summertime Blues.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Cause you didn't work or live. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations.
Help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
That was Summertime Blues, Eddie Cochran, 1958. Whoa, that's an old one. But it sounds great. I think that still holds up.
Yeah, really, really influential sound as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. And I'm playing it for what would have been Eddie's birthday, which would have been on the 3rd of October. He wrote this when he was only 19, and it was written in just 45 minutes, and it was intended to be a B-side. Good job it wasn't. But you said someone else recorded this.
Sex Pistols famously covered it. Towards the end of their very short career, they did actually cover a whole load of, sort of something else, and, you know.
Were they fans of Eddie Cochran?
Yeah, I think it was a big influence on their music, really. You know, what the Sex Pistols were doing was just the same kind of thing 20 years later, really, wasn't it? It was that kind of rebellion, wasn't it? You know, in their own way, but they're obviously fans,
So what shall I play next? Let's do a Beverly Knight number. She's got a new LP out, and she's, what a voice this she's got. This is Systematic Overload.
Electrostatic skyline, everything is right in the nighttime.
was. Systematic Overload, Beverly Knight, 2023. How's that for up to date?
That is very recent.
That's very recent. I think it was August, was it, that she released that?
Yeah.
It's a single from her latest album, The Fifth Chapter, which is to celebrate her 50th birthday. She looks amazing. What a voice she's got. She's got a second single coming out, Last One on My Mind. And I love the video for this because she was on Breakfast Telly and Lorraine, and they showed the video. She looks absolutely amazing. And she's a really nice person. And she's starting on her tour, which celebrates her 50th birthday. Tour starts 18th of October, my daughter's birthday.
Oh.
Yep, little Louise. Mm. And she will perform at the Cliffs Pavilion South End on the 13th of November. Her last concert date this year is the 14th of November at the London Palladium. But there are two concerts scheduled in 2024, one at the Royal Albert Hall on the 23rd of September and one in her hometown of Wolverhampton on the 24th of September 2024. Whoa, she's a busy girl. She's multi-award winning, and as well as her solo career, she's appeared in West End musicals. She's done so many musicals and really successful shows, including The Bodyguard, Memphis the Musical, Cats, Sweet Charity, Sylvia, and The Drifters Girl. And as of March 2024, she will be sharing the starring role of Dolores Van Cartier with Alexandra Burke as they appear in the musical Sister Act at the Dominion Theatre for a six-month run. I might go and see that.
That's
again.
Pretty cool. Yeah,
I'll definitely go and see that. She doesn't. She's also recently teamed up. I didn't know this. I must watch. She's also recently teamed up with Adam Lambert to appear on Gogglebox.
Oh, right.
Or maybe they haven't appeared yet. Okay.
Yeah, it must be Celebrity Edition.
Yeah, that'd be great. But I first met her at a party with my friend Lisa Denning, who's a great PR lady, and she was having, and she was so nice. And then we also met at a charity event, Dancing with Heroes, and also there was a film that I met her at, and she's always lovely. And then most recently, we did a breast cancer awareness event with her, just that was quite recently. So she's really good because she raises money for charity as well. Lovely lady.
Mm.
Okay, shall we do a Fleetwood Mac number?
Okay.
This is Little Lies. was Little Lies, Fleetwood Mac, 1987, was UK number 5, and I'm playing it for Lindsay Buckingham's birthday, which was on the 3rd of October. The backing vocals for this are by Lindsay Buckingham and Stevie Nicks on this track. Stevie Nicks and Lindsay Buckingham used to perform as a duo together in their early careers, but you stopped.
They were married, and they met in high school and formed their band together, because when Fleetwood Mac's biggest album was Rumours, which is a massive, massive 100 million selling album, and that was like their breakup album. It was full of sad breakup songs on it, so they did quite well out of the breakup, really.
They earned money out of breaking up.
Yeah, they did.
That's good, isn't it? Wow. The original Fleetwood Mac lineup was Mick Fleetwood, John McVeigh, Peter Green and Jeremy Spencer. Nicks and Buckingham joined later. And Mick Fleetwood was originally in a band called Shotgun Express, which featured who as their lead vocalist?
Shotgun Express. Was that Rod Stewart?
Correct.
It was Rod Stewart, yeah.
Really sprung that one on you. Yeah, very good.
Jeremy Spencer, who was one of the original that you read out there, he joined a cult and left the band. Like a proper cult, you know, like they had in the 60s in America.
Wow.
Got a feeling they were an airport or something, and he just disappeared and never saw them again.
Wow.
Just like you joined them and that was that.
Just crazy. Taken over.
Yeah, well, people did that in the 60s, though, didn't they? Sort of hippie things, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not into cults.
Cults aren't for everybody. Point that out.
No. But should we play then What Have I Done to Deserve This? What Have I Done to Deserve This? Pet Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield. was What Have I Done to Deserve This, Pet Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield, 1987, written by Chris Lowe, Neil Tennant and Ali Wills, was UK number two. And I'm playing it for keyboard player Chris Lowe's birthday, which was on the 4th of October. This song helped revive Dusty Springfield's career. The parent recording label, EMI, wanted the boys to collaborate with Tina Turner or Barbra Streisand for this track, but Neil Tennant insisted it be Dusty.
So they were big Dusty fans, weren't they? Yeah, they were. I mean, she hadn't really retired. She'd been releasing records for years and years, but this was the first top ten hit she had in 20 years, actually. So
that's pretty. Yeah, she had such a big following, though. Mm. I mean, she's so well loved still. And what else did the Pet Shop Boys?
After that, they wrote and recorded songs, you know, in her name, really, you know,
written for her,
and they produced and that in private, and Nothing Has Been Proved.
Oh, brilliant.
Nothing Has Been Proved, didn't that come from the Profumo film? I'm trying to think of the name of the film that was out. It was on the soundtrack. It was called Scandal, wasn't it? Yeah, that's
it was
right.
A scandal.
Yeah, that was on the film soundtrack. Yeah, that was.
But the Pet Shop Boys have also performed this with Lady Gaga at the 2009 Brit Awards, and with Beverly Knight in 2019 at the Radio 2 Live in Hyde Park event. So they're working with some good girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a fun fact. The Pet Shop Boys always name their albums with one word. Their rarest release is Complied, a 5-track CD which was given away to 20 competition winners as part of Radio 1's Pet Shop Boys Day in 1993.
Wow.
It was signed by the duo, and it's thought to be worth £1,000 if in mint condition.
Oh.
That's good. So if you've got it, it's worth it.
You'd never get rid of it, though, if you love the Pet Shop Boys. You'd just keep that, wouldn't you? Yeah.
I'd get rid of it. No, I like the Pet Shop Boys, but they're not one of my faves. Okay, if you've just tuned in, this is Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. Okay, this is a beautiful song. This is Wind Beneath My Wings, Bette Midler. Thank you. That was The Wind Beneath My Wings, Bette Midler, 1989, requested by John George, Jumpers for Goalposts, in memory of my lovely sister Susie. It's a beautiful record, that. Mm. I did listen to that, actually. It was just such a lovely, it's really moving. The title comes from a poem Larry Henley had written, and co-writer Jeff Silbar was particularly keen to use it as he was learning to fly planes at the time. Bette recorded it for the soundtrack of the film Beaches. That was a great film, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bette claimed she wasn't a big fan of the song at first, but the friend who asked her to record it said they'd never speak to her again if she didn't. Oh, thank goodness she did, because it was a huge hit. And they said that Bette was the first choice to record this when it was written. And Kamal also cut the first version, but it was never released. So he did a version of this as well. Roger Whittaker released the first version in 1982, before Bette. And sadly, he passed away on the 13th of September this year. In a recent interview, Bette Midler was asked if there were any acting roles she felt she'd missed out on. And she replied she would like to have played Dolores Van Cartier in Sister Act, but turned it down because her fans claimed they didn't want to see her in a wimple. So Bette could have done that instead of Whoopi.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would have been good.
Yeah. But she's recently... Oh, the kids love this, and me, made Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 2022, and also a film Sitting in Bars with Cake, 2023. Her last Broadway role was as Dolly Levy in Hello, Dolly. That's a great show, Hello, Dolly. Should we play a Genesis number?
Okay.
Now, I could play this for you, but you've got better. This is I Can't Dance.
I can dance.
That was I Can't Dance, Genesis 1991, written by Phil Collins, Tony Banks and Mike Rutherford. And I'm playing it for guitarist Mike Rutherford's birthday, which was on the 2nd of October. Mike was with Genesis from 1966 to 2022. He used to be a keen polo player in his day, but decided to give it up after breaking a leg, his nose and having several teeth knocked out. I bet I'd have given it up then.
They were very posh.
Dangerous.
Yeah, they were very posh public school boys. Not Phil Collins, who joined later, but the original Genesis. They all went to Charterhouse, which is like one of the most exclusive, expensive schools in England.
Really?
So that's where they formed.
They were posh
boys. They are, yeah.
Well, Phil Collins replaced Peter Gabriel as lead singer rather unexpectedly. What happened there? Do you remember?
Yeah, they interviewed hundreds of people. Peter Gabriel decided to leave for various reasons. He kind of, you know, artistic differences or whatever. And he stayed friends with the band. They carried on playing on each other's records after he left. But they couldn't decide on a new singer. And they auditioned hundreds of people and they couldn't decide it. And then Phil Collins says, oh, I'll have a go. And so he sounded a lot like Peter Gabriel as well at that time.
Oh,
and
he's brilliant.
And it was like, yeah, why didn't we do this before?
Oh, I like Phil. He used to come to a lot of the dudes. Mm. And his mum's got the school, isn't it? Because he went to drama school, didn't
That's
he?
That's right, yeah.
And he actually developed the dance for the video based on what he'd seen from the worst dancers at drama school. He noticed they always led with the same hand and foot movements.
Oh, right.
It is like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Isn't it? And to prove he could dance, he did some impressive Michael Jackson moves and a tap routine at the end of the video. Well, you'd have to do that at stage school. Sure you would. But talking of dance, it was sad to see Les Dennis first to leave Strictly last weekend.
Mm.
And this week was movie week. So Angela Rippon, she was great. I mean, how good is she?
Mm.
She's really good. And she's a fellow Lady Taverner. And she's a former Lady Tavs president. So I hope she does well. Also, other celebrity dancers. Bobby Brazier, he was great. Leighton Williams, Fabs. They're all good. Amanda Abington. Krishnan Guru, he was great. He can move. He's a bit funky. You know, it's really good. you've got Eddie Cuddy, Angela Scallon, Zara McDermott, Anda Thomas. Oh, Joe Cundy. Nigel Harmon, Annabelle Croft, she was brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah, she's good, but she's an athlete, so I think, and she's very elegant. So, Annabelle used to do quite a lot of work with our company, Trading Faces, and she's a lovely lady. Okay, should we play a Wings number?
Okay.
This is Let 'Em In. Yeah. That was Let 'Em In, Wings, 1976, written by Paul McCartney. It was a UK number two, and it was requested by Rich Jacobs for my lovely sister Susie. Thank you for that, Rich. Lovely song. Paul McCartney gave shout-outs to several of his actual relatives and friends in this song. His aunt, Auntie Jin, brother, Brother Michael, the Everly brothers, Phil and Don, Keith Moon, Uncle Ernie, and his famous former bandmate, Brother John. John McCartney, and his reference to Sister Susie was a reference to Linda McCartney, who once recorded a song under the name Susie and the Red Stripes.
Hmm.
Not a lot of people knew that.
Not the beer.
Sorry?
Red Stripes.
What is?
It's the beer, isn't it?
Oh, is
Red
it? Stripe. Oh, you know yeah. that. I don't know that.
Why did I go there?
Why did you go there? For some reason, while on holiday in Jamaica, the locals called Linda Susie, and she rather liked it. So it stuck. So she was known as Linda and Susie.
Oh, there you go, because it's a Jamaican beer, Red Stripe.
Oh,
so that's
right.
why she called herself the Red Stripe. So it probably was after the beer. Yeah.
And Sir Paul is currently touring Australia in the Got Back tour. And Ringo Starr, who has a new EP out on the 13th of October called Rewind Forward. He's currently touring America.
Mm.
Still going with the Beatles.
Still need the money.
I kind of, yeah, probably not.
No.
Okay, let's do some more shout-outs. This is for my family, Louise and Ellis. We met up with them in Greenwich yesterday, had a lovely time, went to this pub called the Trafalgar. They've got all sort of flags outside and a picture of Nelson. And, yeah, it was a really, really lovely pub. So I had a lovely day with them. So thank you for that, Louise and Ellis. I've got Susie, my lovely Susie Duffy, Paige and Kira, big shout-out to them, Adam and Maria, Sophia and Jack, Richard and Nicole, Sister Annie and Paul, Eddie, Curly, Scarlett and Sienna, Sister Junie and Tim, Joe, David, Debbie, Mikey and Levana, Lou, Elana, Novana and Bodie. I think it's her birthday soon, Bodie's birthday, and the fabulous Jimmy Hayes. So thanks all for listening, family. Well, they have to, really. Have you got some shout-outs there, Paul?
You know, you just said to me, you gave me a piece of paper and you said, is that all there is? It was two pieces stuck together.
Ah,
there you go. That's solved that mystery.
Lots.
Okay, so we nearly missed these people. So,
oh, my goodness.
Hello to Man in His Potting Sheds, P.E. Dartnell, Nikki Nickel, Brian Fever, Anthony Blood, Ronald Manker, Keith Avery, Christopher Woodnapp, Mike Childs, Chris Walkley, Tom Nestor, Peter Oxley, Barry and Petra Coase, Nigel Ellicott, Aston Avery, C.J. Dartnell, Clive Gibson, Glyn Marston, Zoe Wainwright, Nigel Heath, Trevor Wallett, Martin Hollingsworth, Chris Jarvis, Alan Pell, Luke Doonan, Ronnie Walker, Dawn Avery, Andrew Robley, Bobby Rosa, Durham Leopard and Moody Peg.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you all for listening, and lots of mates there as well. And how is West Ham doing at the moment? Because you didn't look very happy.
I'm not, no. I've got this score out of the corner of my eye on the screen over here. It says 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. 1-2. It's like, what? They scored two goals in 2 minutes, Newcastle.
Well, my nan was from Newcastle. So I can, you know.
If she was playing, she'd probably score as well.
Yes, she would. No, my name. But you know what? The first cut is the deepest. Let's play that by P.P. Arnold.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart. And he's taken almost all that I've got. But if you wanna try to love again, baby, try to love again like her. First cut is the deepest, baby, I know. First cut is the deepest. 'Cause when it comes to being lucky, he's cut. When it comes to loving me, he's worse. But when it comes to being lucky, he's cut. That's how I know the first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. I still want you by my side, just to help me drop a tear. Yeah.
That was The First Cut to the Deepest, P.P. Arnold, 1967, written by Cat Stevens. He included it on his debut album in 67. It was UK number 18, P.P. Arnold, otherwise known as the London's First Lady of Soul. And I'm playing it for P.P.'s birthday on the 3rd of October. She was, at one time, an Ikette, a member of Ike and Tina's backing group. Did you know that, Paul?
I did not.
No. And she left after Ike and Tina's UK tour with the Rolling Stones in 1966, remaining in London to establish a solo career with the encouragement of Mick Jagger.
Mm.
P.P. was the first to release this song. Cat Stevens sold it to her for how much?
Oh, I don't know. Someone's a good sellier song's a cheek, isn't it?
£30.
£30.
£30. But that would be worth what? Would that be like £1,000?
I reckon so, yeah.
At least. And it went on to win Cat a number of Songwriter of the Year awards. But she's also done backup. During her career, she sang backup with Small Faces on Ishiku Park. Back up on P. Abril's Sledgehammer.
Yeah, she's on that, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Appeared alongside PJ Proby in the rock musical Catch My Soul and duetted with Rod Stewart. Incidentally, who else recorded this?
Rod Stewart.
Correct. And do you know who was the best man at P.P. Arnold's marriage to Jim Morrison?
I'd love to say Rod Stewart, but I know it's not going to... I can't just keep saying that. I don't know. Go on.
Barry Gibb.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Mm. And her son, Codzo. That's a great name, Codzo.
We should laugh at people's names because, you know...
That's a great name. Has worked as a musical director for Jessie J and Jess Glynn. And she's still performing, and you can see her at St. Mary's Church in Nantwich on Wednesday, the 11th of October.
Oh,
that'd be good.
Too far, though.
Yeah. And she's back in the Heritage Charts this week with her album Soul Survivor.
Mm.
Okay, shall we play a Girls Aloud number?
Why not?
This is Love Machine. Love Machine, Girls Aloud was UK number 2. Girls Aloud, Cheryl Tweedy, Nadine Cole, Sarah Harding, sadly no longer with us, Nicola Roberts and Kimberly Walsh. And I'm playing it for Nicola Roberts' birthday, which was on the 5th of October. It went straight into the UK charts in 2004. And Girls Aloud were together for 10 years. which time they were named as the UK's biggest selling girl group in 2012. They even had a top 10 hit with a song they recorded in French.
Oh.
And talking French. What's on tonight? Oh, yes.
It's got to be Hello, Hello.
Correct. 4 episodes on Yesterday Channel tonight from 8 o'clock. Communists in the Cupboard. Forged Franks and Fish Sellers. That fish sellers is really funny. The Exploding Bedpan. That's funny. And Going Like a Bomb. They're all good. Good. And also on Drama Channel, weekdays at 6 o'clock. And the latest episode of Barmy Dale is now available on Amazon Music Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. It's really funny. And I play Angie Edwards. We've also got Linda Reagan as the mayoress and Brian Murphy as Lord Palmer. And we've got Maurice Bright as Luigi, Jeffrey Holland as Reverend Wilkins. Where's Judy? She's Mrs. Wilkins. She's not on there. Judy Buxton. And it was her birthday this week. Okay. Yeah, she's in that. And it's very funny, that. Have you listened to it yet, Paul?
I haven't managed to catch it yet. It's on. It's on Spotify, isn't it? Or somewhere. I will have to check it out, yeah. Okay.
Right, what should we play next? Let's do a lovely song. Oh, hang on a minute. Why were you screaming just now?
Okay, I'm going to say sorry to Claire Gervais, who's sitting next to us, because Claire and Natalie are on the arts programme in 10 minutes or so, and West Ham have just equalised against Newcastle.
Oh,
so I'm punching the air going, yeah, West Ham. Turn around. Oh, Claire's from Newcastle.
My nan was from Newcastle. It's okay. It's a very good place. She was a very strong lady. Woof.
Natalie, okay. You're not a Newcastle fan, are you?
No, I'm not. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Didn't upset everyone in the room then. Okay.
Okay, let's play Stop, Sam Brown.
Depend on you. I gave you all the love I had in me. Now I find you lied, and I can't believe it's true. Wrapped in our rooms, I see you across the street.
I see you across the street,
and I can't help but walk. She knows what's going on. Oh, you talk of love, but you don't know how it feels. When you realize that you're not the only one.
Stop, Sam Brown, 1988, and I'm playing it for Sam's birthday, which was on the 6th of October. Not a lot of people know this, but she is the daughter of musician Jo Brown, who's absolutely fabulous. She began her work in the music industry at the age of 14, and she sang backup on Small Faces' final album, In the Shade. As well as being a soloist, she's also backed Spandau Ballet, George Harrison, Deep Purple, Pink Floyd, Adamant, to name but a few. They're not bad to name, are they?
Mm.
Wow. And she was backing vocalist at the Queen's Golden Jubilee Party at the Palace. And she's also following in her dad's footsteps because she plays what, Paul?
Football. I don't know.
The ukulele.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why did I go at football?
I know. That's because you keep watching football. You're really excited at the moment. Does that mean it's going to be a draw?
It could be a draw, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, that's it. So is that it? We've run out of
that's
time.
That's it. We've run out of time.
Oh, my goodness. You've been listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. Thanks for twiddling the flashing knobs, Paul. And to Nikki Edwards for helping with research, and to all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's the fabulous Claire Javot and the fabulous Natalie Bays with the fabulous arts program. And I think Claire's all right, even though she's from Newcastle. It's okay.
She's okay.
Still time yet. But I'm feeling good. We've had a good day, haven't we? So now I'm feeling good. I think I'm going to play another Brown number. Tie it in with Sam Brown. This is James Brown. I got you, I feel good. See you next Sunday.
Wow. Have a great week, everyone. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. Wow. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.